Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be looking at doing your part and what it means, what it looks like to live as a part of the body, the body of Christ. And kind of keying off for the week, a couple passages. Ephesians 4:16 says, "From him, that is Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." And then in Romans 12, verses 7 and 8, we find the instruction that if it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So we're going to spend this week kind of going through that list of things that's there in Romans. That we have for us as we learn together about doing our part. And to give you a hint, I'm not sure this is a multiple choice question. I think there are different areas of this that some are better at, naturally gifted at, spiritually gifted at. But most of these are things that God has called all of us to some level. And so it's not one that I think that we can look at and say, well, I'm not gifted in that area, so I get a pass. I don't think that's the way it works. And we'll be talking about that this week. Today we're going to talk specifically about that first element listed in Romans 12:7, and that's doing your part in serving. Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." It's really difficult and frankly impossible to read through the Bible, through the Gospels especially, and through even the letters of Paul, without coming away with an awareness that God's children are expected to serve one another. And to realize that while some seem to have natural tendencies, is what we call them, I believe they're spiritual gifts of God in the area of service that make it look easy. That does not disqualify the rest of us from doing our part in serving others. We look to Jesus constantly, or at least we ought to, as our example, as the one whose instructions that we follow. And we see that his example was one of serving people. In Philippians, we see that we ought to have the same attitude as Jesus. And in case you hear that and what kind of attitude was that, Paul went on and described it. He says, "Who humbled himself and took on the form of a servant, the lowest of servants, and became obedient even to the point of death." Yeah. That's the attitude about serving that you and I ought to have. And whether we think we're good at it or not, well, like most things, the more we practice, the better we become. Being willing to do what needs to be done to the best of your ability with God's help. As I prepared this morning and began to think through this idea of doing your part in serving, I think back to the very first time that I was asked to teach a junior church class. And I was nervous. And I fumbled through some kind of a lesson, probably read what was in front of me and called it good enough. And I have no idea if any of the children got anything at all out of that lesson. But I did. It began a journey that I'm still on. A journey that eventually led me to youth ministry and children's ministry and prayer ministry and camp ministry and preaching and teaching and doing all kinds of things that I can't do. And so many times when we're asked to serve, our first response is, I can't. I don't know how to do that. I'm not gifted in that area. Oh, I've heard all the excuses because I've said all the excuses. But what happens if we try? If we ask God to help us give it our best, and we see what He does. God's Word makes it clear that He excels in using our weaknesses so that He is shown strong. When you have the opportunity to serve, God's instruction is that you do your part. You serve. You take on the cloak that Jesus passed along that serves people. And the more, I believe, the more that you practice doing your part, the more you learn to enjoy it. Today, as we spend time praying, ask God to help you. Now, I know there's a balance, and we'll be talking about that throughout the week. Is so often in so many churches, there's a handful of people that get the message and they say yes to everything, and either the church becomes centered around them because they're the only one saying yes, or they become so worn out and weary that they give up. And that's not healthy. It's not healthy for those that do everything. It's not healthy for the church. And so there is a time for boundaries. But with that being said, there's also a time to say yes. And do your part and watch the body grow because you're saying yes to the head, and that's Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In your love, you recognized we needed purpose. We needed something to do. We needed to know the value that we have in Christ. So you've called us to do our part. You've called us to serve others, to take on and pick up the example of Jesus and put it into practice. And Father, sometimes we become like those disciples who begin to argue about which one of us is greater and who gets the most honor and who ought to be served. And all the time that we're debating those issues, we're never asking the question who we ought to serve. And may we know the presence of Jesus in our life through His Spirit, calling us to imitate Him and to serve people. To serve those that we think deserve it, to serve those that we think don't deserve it. To serve with the same lack of partiality that Jesus served with. Father, help us in those times where we struggle, where we feel inadequate, where we're fearful, where we just want to say no. To have the courage to do our part and say yes. And Father, help us to include others so that we don't wear out. So that it doesn't simply become about us. May we not only be those who serve, may we be those who recruit others and train and help and encourage them. May we take to heart your instruction that each person does their part. And Father, as we look around us today, as we have opportunity, may we realize that even within the area of service, that there are so many people that each one of us may have a different person that we're called to serve today as doing our part. That we would, as your word tells us, that we would serve one another in love. And that because of that, the people around us would know your love. Because they've seen it, they've felt it, they've experienced it through us. Father, may your body grow strong. As we learn to do our part, as we learn to listen to Jesus as our head, may we value the part, every part that's represented by the people around us. Father, today I continue to pray for those who are suffering, those who seek answers from you, those who are having to make some tough decisions in life about health choices and life choices and things that they may feel inadequate and underinformed to make those decisions. I pray that you would fill them with peace and courage. That they would know the presence of your Spirit leading and guiding and comforting them, helping them. Father, I continue to pray for the people of Ukraine and for the people of Russia. I pray that this war would end, that there would be a restoration for so many who have lost so much. Father, I pray that you would continue to provide, that you would provide help, you would provide hope, you would provide a peacemaker. Not a peacemaker of world renown, but a peacemaker that looks to you for wisdom. Father, for each one of us, even as we grow and learn and understand more fully each day how you've created us and designed us and called us to service May we take what we know, may we take what we learn and put it into action. And Father, may the way that we serve today lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.